This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I looked up this number because I wanted to share it with you guys. If you look at the run defense during this three-game homestand, the opposing team ran the ball 54 times for 183 yards. You guys might be wondering, what is that equal to? Well, that equals to 3.3 yards per carry is what it equals to. 3.39 yards per carry over these three games. Rob, let me bring you in here, and we'll talk about Andy Reid and his aggressiveness on fourth down. We'll also play for you guys what Nate Taylor had to say about the running back position. I don't think that right now the conversation is just about beating the Washington Commanders. They are a better team than the Washington Commanders. The Commanders are a team that I spent all summer telling you guys that the regression was coming. Now, they also haven't had their starting quarterback for three games this season, so obviously that plays a major effect on it, but that's a team that's going to win seven, maybe eight games. That is not a playoff team. They are not nearly in the caliber or tier of teams that we're talking about Kansas City. Neither are the Raiders. Now, the Lions were, and the Chiefs handled the Lions. To me, the conversation is much more about how the Chiefs responded. They were 2-3 at the beginning of this stretch, and I would say backed up against the wall with a little bit of adversity, the Chiefs have absolutely responded. They have scored 89 points in their last three games, so they're averaging around 30 points per game. They gave up 24 points in their last 3 weeks. Teams couldn't run the football effectively against Kansas City. They were taking the football away from other teams. That's as dominant of a homestand that I can remember from the Kansas City Chiefs. They really strangled the life out of their last two opponents. Now, they let the Commanders hang around in the game far longer than they let the Raiders. But early on in the second half, it was like the Chiefs decided that we were done playing around, and they really, really just put the screws to the Commanders.
I mean, it was funny. I was in charge of our social media on Instagram and Twitter last night, and I posted to halftime on a 7-7. It's like the Chiefs listened to none of the things we've said on the show. It felt like they were not locked in. It felt like the momentum had kind of got away from them. It felt like they had given the Commanders a spark. And I don't know what was said at halftime. I don't know if there was another impassioned Creed Humphrey speech. I don't know if Andy Reid said, guys, we're better than this. I don't know what happened at halftime. But the final 30 minutes of game time last night, the Chiefs did everything we asked them. They stopped playing with their food, and they just took advantage of a lesser Commanders team. That's what it looks like in the NFL when you're just, you can flex your muscle and be better than someone. It's not like college football where, you know, Missouri smokes Central Arkansas and there's such a major talent disparity. It's 56-0 or 3 or whatever the final was. But when you are clearly superior to an opponent in the NFL, that's what it looks like. In the second half last night, they absolutely dominated the Commanders in every single facet. Me and you were joking before the show, like, the game's kind of boring because it's another dominant effort, but not as exciting domination, and the Bills are on the horizon. But it was very well done by the Chiefs in the second half of that game.
I want to play this audio for you guys. This is Nate Taylor. He was on with Cody and Gold just a little bit ago. Here he is talking about the Isaiah Pacheco injury. He has a knee injury. He suffered a hit, I mean, directly on his knee in the second half of the game. That honestly, I would say that the Chiefs and Pacheco are pretty fortunate. Like, we see that injury put guys out for a significant amount of time. He got up. He kind of hobbled around for a little bit. He was able to come back into the game. But I think once the adrenaline wears off, once the swelling really starts to kick in, it's going to be something that we have to manage all week. I'm not really sure if he's going to practice this week. I also think if he plays is in question heading into this game as well. Here's the latest with Nate Taylor of ESPN.
And so, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Again, I'm not a doctor, ladies and gentlemen, but of course that involves, you know, adrenaline and wanting to go out there and finish the game. You know, I think Pacheco's actually started to find a rhythm.
The whole running game is finding a rhythm.
Correct. So it's a bit of a, you know, unfortunate situation where I don't think it's medically reasonable to put him out there against the Buffalo Bills, even though it's a very marquee game before you have the bye week.
By 3 weeks by sitting him.
Yeah, with having the bye week, I think you should do right by the player. We know the Chiefs have been developing Breshad Smith throughout the course of this season. We know the Bills struggle to tackle people with dynamic ability. So that'd be interesting to see. You know, I know that this might increase some of the trade speculation, but I don't know how much that was going to change even before the deadline at the running back position, because we know the Chiefs have been basically surveying the rest of the league for about a month now when it comes to the running back position. Yeah. So it's unfortunate because Pacheco, I thought, actually showed better vision. He actually showed a little bit more burst against the Commanders last night. But I don't think it's wise to really play him. He doesn't have to practice this week, really. You know, take all the precaution necessary. Sit him down for a couple weeks. You come back from the bye week, you get another chance to assess how he feels.
I am no doctor. I am going to look ahead just a little bit. I don't think Isaiah Pacheco is going to play in this game against the Buffalo Bills. You've got the bye week. You've been running the football effectively with Kareem Hunt. You've got Breshad Smith. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is sitting right there on the practice squad. You can elevate him. I don't think you put Isaiah Pacheco on the injury list. I think you just simply don't play him this week. So he's on the inactive list. You've got the bye week, and then you see where you're at in 3 weeks when they go on the road to play the Denver Broncos. That's how I think this thing will be handled. We'll see how things play itself out this week. I want to play for you guys an actual doctor. This is Dr. Jesse Morris. We've had him on the show before. Here he is with the medical explanation of what's going on with Isaiah Pacheco.
Medial collateral ligament is responsible for protecting the medial or inside part of the knee. It also attaches to the meniscus right here. It also helps to protect the ACL. So oftentimes when guys get tackled on the outside of the knee, this is the thing that gets beat up because of where it's located. Now, this is traditionally, if he got super lucky, he can play next week against the Bills. Huge game in Buffalo. If he didn't get lucky, he could miss one, two, potentially two games if this is a grade one or mild sprain. If this is a grade two, a partial tear, usually these guys aren't bouncing up like he did, and usually they would have had a lot more instability and a lot more pain. That would have held them out for 4, sometimes up to 6 weeks. So this is likely either a grade one or a mild grade one, basically a tweak, and he got lucky. We'll have to see over the next couple of days where they're at with him. Maybe they get an MRI if there's any meniscus involvement or whatnot. But it sounds like his ACL was spared. His MCL could be a little bit in question, but we probably won't know until today or tomorrow exactly the specifics. But I'll give you more. Kareem Hunt got two different touchdowns. Besides that, you know, Rashad Smith did a little bit of running, but no receptions last night. So we'll have to see how it looks heading into a huge game in week 9.
I know it's unfortunate that Isaiah Pacheco got injured. I think you have to count your blessings that he is not out for what would appear to be a significant amount of time. He could have tore something. He could have broken something down there. I mean, that's what happened last year. He broke his leg, and I think we saw how long it took Isaiah Pacheco to kind of regain a little bit of that confidence. I agree with what Nate said. I thought that was the best version of Isaiah Pacheco that we've actually seen in quite some time. He's been trending in the positive direction the last couple of weeks. So it's unfortunate that this happened. Certainly unfortunate heading into one of your most important games of the season. But if you're telling me that this is potentially a 2 to 3 week injury and it's wrapped around the bye week, this is certainly not the worst thing that could possibly happen to Kansas City. If anything, it gives the Chiefs a little bit more room and opportunity to see what Rashard Smith can do and how he can help them in the offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.